In Canada, a bus carrying an ice hockey team collides with a truck, killing 15 people. Xavier LaBelle is said to be dead, and Parker Tobin, another blonde man, is listed as alive. But a day later, the mistake is found, and two families must share the news. About a decade ago, the same was true in Indiana, after a Taylor University van crash that killed 5 people, 4 of them college students. Whitney Surak was said to be dead, and Laura Van Ryn, another blonde woman, was listed as alive. The mistake wasn't corrected for weeks, until Surak came out of a coma at the hospital, where she was being watched over by Van Ryn's parents.
I think Laura's purse was close to my body, and so, like, I fit the description. Laura and I, she was a blonde, like, the same height as me. We had, like, a lot of the same features.
That's the now married Whitney Wheeler in 2016. After the Taylor University crash, misidentification became national news. Indiana lawmakers passed a law requiring elected coroners to take a 40-hour training course and become certified. If that training is not taken or failed, communities are supposed to withhold a coroner's paycheck. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Indiana does not require that coroners be medical doctors like 4 other states do. In Canada, the coroner's office told the Globe and Mail it will review its identification process, but also said the men's families participated in the process. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.